This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 3. The Turn of the Heart. Our reading comes from James chapter 4. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that He jealously longs for the Spirit He has caused to dwell in us? But He gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Prayer connects our heart with God's heart. For many people, the word heart represents only their emotions, especially feelings like love, sadness, and hope. It's in the mind that logic resides, many will say. The heart is for feeling, and the brain is for thinking, and the two are often pitted against each other. The Bible teaches, however, that the heart is the center of every aspect of being human: our reason, our emotions, and our will. The heart directs our affections, shapes our decision-making, and determines our ultimate allegiances. This is why Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Today's Bible reading contains a harsh rebuke of people whose hearts have turned away from God. It affects all their thinking, decision-making, motives, emotions, and behaviors. The spiritual fallout of a broken relationship with God is that prayer is rendered ineffective. But nestled in this passage are words of hope. No matter how far our hearts may wander from God, He promises to be near when we turn to Him. That's because He is always near and caring for us. One renewing encounter with God can change everything. And it's always just one prayer away. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for always being near. Help me not to wander or turn my heart away from you. Purify my heart so that I may treasure and follow only you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.